Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I didn't die or anything. I didn't go to jail. I didn't lose my house. I've just been like really busy. I'm so tired of fucking editing. Like it's just like a huge time consuming bitch to do. To make people funny by moving their words around. It's definitely like everyone's like, well, why don't you make longer episodes? I don't know, because I've already wasted like 2 years almost of my life on just editing and sitting on my computer editing. That's all I fucking do. But I'm curious to know, not that anyone ever like answers my questions or even like makes any type of public display of like, oh, I listened to this podcast. Curious though, if anybody would listen to my unedited shit. Like, so say if I didn't put all this work and time and effort into like creating something different, would you still listen to it? I do have social media, and you can let me know if you would listen to it. And if it's somebody that I know, like on a personal level, like feel free to like not let me know, because I feel like you're just gonna give me incorrect information because you probably hate me. But I got a full-time job. It's awesome. I work remotely, so I was making keychains today with my memes, my underappreciated tweets that no one likes, and I glued them to keychains for people to appreciate them. I'm telling you, some of these tweets, like, no likes, but they're amazing, and I still feel like that message needs to get out to people. Maybe they don't even know about my account. It's Interrupter Pod. Last night, there was this really angry girl, and she was yelling at some guy named Benji. So I recorded it.
This girl has way too many effects. She might want her stuff back. Honestly, waited till like 2 a.m. and then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go inform her that no matter how loud and angry and mean and scary she gets, it's not gonna make whoever she's yelling at any smarter.
The urban life of downtown. This is what I deal with every fucking day. Hey, if you live in a studio apartment, how about you not like be in a relationship at all? Because don't shit where you eat, and definitely don't shit on your fucking significant other. And no one gets along when they live that close to each other. It's just not even possible. Now, I don't know if I heard this other couple like fighting from inside of their tent. They're homeless and fighting. And I'm like, damn, I'm crushing it right now. That's the only people who I can compare myself with to say like I'm crushing it, but at least I'm not like on the very bottom of that social spectrum, because I'm not fighting with somebody in a tent. I got to perform at the Comedy Store. That's where famous people perform, but for an open mic, they like leave the lights on. They don't even open the curtain for that like neon sign with their little logo that says the Comedy Store. They make it like so nonchalant and not special. And it was like my first time there, and it would have been really cool to like have the lights off, which is what I prefer. It's really hard to direct people's attention without like it being completely dark and then just like a spotlight. Also, I feel like they adjust the sound too. I don't know, open mics are much different than real shows. They're a lot harder to get laughs. But I like the challenge. That's always fun because when you get those laughs, you know that it would crush on a real, like, show. Still working on Chuckleheads production, like, live shit. I have a meeting with a venue, and I really hope this goes through. It's in a couple weeks, and I'm really excited about that, and that'll be this summer, hopefully, if everything goes smoothly according to plan. But yeah, I've just been, like, working, trying to, like, maintain a little bit of stability, enjoying it while I can. It's a temp job that I just got, so shout out to my recruiter if you're listening. You know who you are. But yeah, I think I have bad allergies tonight. I'm really fucking tired. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I'm alive, and I also wanted to get that, like, 4 cents or whatever that I get from those ads that you listen to, because again, you won't subscribe. So have a good evening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.